All right. We have had him on the program before, the CEO from FuboTV. We're bringing him back, David Gandler, because you had a strong earnings report. You're now going to have more than 1 million subscribers to FuboTV. But Wall Street beat you up yesterday, and today's shares are still trading down. And this is an opportunity to clear up. There was an interview with CNBC, but they didn't ask some of the follow-up questions. You explained the critics who are like, why did you acquire Molotov? But also, you made a really important point that your platform, 96% of the people engaging with the platform watch sports, whereas, let's say, ESPN Plus, you point out that the traditional cable model, it's only 30%. But ESPN right. Plus, I can get ESPN Plus for $7 a month, and that's a pure play sports place. So what am I missing here?
Well, you're missing a lot, actually, you and every other subscriber who doesn't subscribe to a platform like Fubo. It's because ESPN has a small sliver of sports content. So, for instance, if we focus on the NFL for a moment, you'll see that ESPN only carries Monday Night Football. Most NFL fans will prefer to watch all of the NFL, the Sunday night game, the Saturday afternoon game, et cetera. So, you know, when you think about the opportunity for customers to buy a Fubo subscription, they're actually buying over 50,000 sporting events on the platform. So I don't believe that that product is anywhere that's remotely competitive with us, just given, you know, their content lineup. So what I do believe is that if you did have a Fubo subscription, you could very easily want to add an ESPN subscription, ESPN Plus subscription for an additional $7. That makes complete sense to me and to most customers.
David, Adam mentioned that impressive subscriber number. You now have more than 1 million subscribers. That's double than what you had just a year ago. How do you keep up, though, that pace of growth? Is that possible? And I guess, how do you plan to do it?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said in my shareholder letter, we have over 72 million households that still have cable today in America. And if you think about the net subscriber losses on the traditional cable side, which was roughly about 1.2 million, Fubo ended up collecting about 20% of that number, 263,000 net additions. So the size of the market is still quite massive, and there's an opportunity for us to continue to attract customers from that space. Over the long haul, I do believe that as customers start to use a lot of the different services out there, the streaming services, at some point, I think that gets very burdensome and costly. And I think those customers that are not currently in the live TV streaming ecosystem or not cable customers, I think those customers will also start to consider us as a potential entertainment platform.
David, I like being schooled by you. And just for the record, it was after one of our early discussions with you. We cut the cord here. We are a streaming family. And one of the things that you have that others don't is sportsbook. I can engage with FuboTV. And if I want to gamble, I can do that. But where is that going to grow? Because right now it's only Iowa. But you have some other states in line. Where are you headed with it?
Well, it's a great question. I think this is one of those revenue generating opportunities that can add significant value over the long term for the business. Today, we actually launched in Iowa on November 3rd. We told you guys, I think it was 11 months ago, that we were going to do this. We kept our word. We launched in Iowa. We have now 5 market access licenses in total. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Indiana, are just some of the ones that, that we have. And, you know, we'll look to launch those, early next year and continue to build out our integrated and interactive sports experience.
David, your pricing power, what does that look like? And do you still have room to raise prices?
Well, you know, again, I'm not sure. I know you guys referred to the CNBC interview. I just want to make sure we understand that that is completely false, that we continue expand our ARPU, and that will continue to happen over the foreseeable future. We are still in the early innings of the evolution of our business. We increased our ARPU by 10% year over year. You can't just increase prices by 50% every year. I don't think that's realistic, but we have raised prices from $6.99 back in 2016 to about $65 on the core package in 2020. So we're very comfortable where we are. And I think you made my point, which is we can amortize sports rights over our whole base, whereas people that have sports and entertainment packages that don't typically watch a lot of sports, those people will obviously be very sensitive to price increases. So we've got the right audience. It's a premium subscriber. Retention rates continue to improve, another 78 basis points year over year. And we're very happy with the current cohort that we were able to acquire in late September for football. And we think it's going to be a very exciting time for Fubo in 2022.
David, you will never get a complaint from us if you want to school CNBC and correct them if they get something wrong. So let's talk about the partnerships, NASCAR, the New York Jets, Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's right.
You know, the critics would like to say you're overpaying, but these partnerships are crucial to the kind of environment you're creating. So as you pay for sports licensing, do you have the funds to go even further?
Yeah, well, let me just touch on our balance sheet. We've got $400 million of cash on the balance sheet as of the end of the quarter. We feel very comfortable with our current position. You know, we've expanded our contribution profit. That was about $10 million last year in the third quarter versus I think it's $20.8 million this year. So we feel pretty comfortable about that. The deals that we're doing, those are the deals. I mean, everyone says we're overpaying. I don't know if you've looked at the betting companies recently and their player acquisition costs. We have stated for a very long time now, I think four quarters now, that our acquisition cost levels are actually quite fair. It's 1 to 1.5 times our first month's ARPU. We continue to stay within those bounds, and we're adding, you know, an increasing number of subscribers over time. Our brand is starting to resonate with sports fans, hence us taking more market share. And so the partnerships that you discuss are partnerships we feel will add not only value on the subscription side, but also on the betting business as well. So we're dipping our toes in. Again, we're very sensitive to cash burn, but we're building a business. This is a company that's only 6 years old. You know, we believe that there's a long-term opportunity here, and we're playing the long game.
David Gandler, Fubo TV CEO, it's always good to have you here, and all the best to you and your team.